can't read this. Torreway, Northwest London, Tet Zion Sivan, 23rd of June, Rabbi Dov Ber Cowan, Eldod Umeidod, The Real Deal.
Seems like today, throughout the United Kingdom, everyone's deciding if we're in or we're out. It's a big day for decisions.
Yeah.
So, I would look in this week's Parsha and seeing an episode of this week's Parsha of being in and out. So people who are in and some people who are out, and there's a fascinating episode, the whole episode of Eldad and Medad, that really, for years now, has always fascinated me. In fact, the whole Parsha of Bal Oisva has always been quite a fascinating Parsha. There's so many Yanim going on in this week's Parsha. So when I was asked to speak, I was thinking, what was something interesting? And Eldad Umeidad has always stuck out for me as being a topic which really, there's so much to discover. But in doing so, in looking into this with a deeper insight, it's a shame, with a bit of a chiddush I was zoichet towards. I think we can share something about what it means to be a leader. What it means to be truly a leader. So let's go straight into it to really give the background, just to remind us of exactly what's happening in the episode of Eldad Umeidad. We see that in this week's parsha already, Am Yisrael begins to start. They start the complaining. They start already in this week's parsha, and the episode just preceding Eldad Umeidad is when Bnei Yisrael are asking for meat. They've had enough, they want to eat meat already, they have a taira for fleisch, for basar. And they're asking Moshe Rabbeinu, when are you going to give us meat? We need meat. And suddenly, the past, all the pain and suffering and torture of Mitzrayim seems so distant. And they're remembering the rosy, good old days back in Mitzrayim when we had such lovely, delicious meals. We had all the watermelons and the leeks and the garlic, and we had fantastic, sumptuous meals every single day. Suddenly they're remembering that. And they're saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, this man isn't good enough for us. Give us some meat. We're demanding some meat right now. We say that Moshe Rabbeinu's response to this is he gets very angry. And Moshe Rabbeinu says there, Me'ayin li basa lases lechola amazeh, ki yivku alai leimor, tana lanu basa v'nechela. Moshe says to Rabbi Shalom, where do I have all this meat to give to the people? They're asking me, they're crying, they're demanding meat. How can I get the meat for them to eat? And then the Moshe turns to Hashem and says, Lo uchal anoichi levadi lo aseis es kol amazeh ki kaved mimeni. I cannot do this on my own anymore. I can't. Enough. You know, it's finished. I can't. They're too much for me. I can't deal with this. They're asking me for meat. I can't give it to them. And he turns to Hashem and says, please, give me some help. I can't do this on my own. So we see, what's the response? What does the Rebbe Shalom say back to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, Vayom HaShem Moshe, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, Asher yadata, ki heim zikne ha'am, v'shoitra v'lakachta yisam elohal mo'ed, yitzyatzu sham imach. Rebbe Shalom tells him, gather together the 70 zikne Yisrael, 70 the elders. We'll come back to this in a little bit and discuss more when he says whom you know, to see what that means. So gather these 70 zikneim together, I bring him to Oyel Moed and be there with them. And Hashem says, "Vayanti v'dibalti imcha sham." Hashem says, "I will descend and I will speak to you there." V'tzalti min aruach asher alecha v'samti alehem v'nasu itcha v'masa ha'am v'lo yisisa ata levadecha. Hashem says, "Gather all these Jews came together there with you in Oyel Moed." And Hashem says, "I will descend and I will give to you the Nevuah, and from you, that Nevuah will pass out to all the Shuvim of Canaan as well. They will all receive the Nevuah through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, by having done that, they will be able to share the burden. They will join and become leaders together with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. They will share the burden with you. You don't have to do this on your own anymore." So you see, this is the response, and the Shuvim of Canaan gather together. So the question is, that the Gemara deals with, Rashi deals with it here as well, but the Gemara Sanhedrin, Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, goes through in much more detail how was Moshe Rabbeinu meant to find these Shivim Zekenim. Right? Now, it says there was a problem, had a bit of an issue, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, really, it should be 6 Zekenim per Shevet. So really, it should have been 72. That's really what would have been much better mathematically, would have worked out very nicely. Had there been 72 Zekenim, you have 6 from each tribe, maybe 6 from each Shevet, and finished, it's good, very, very easy. The problem is he'd been asked to give Shivim, not Shivim Shtayim. So The Gemara explains that the way that the Rosh Rabbeinu, the way he thought it says, is the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. Moshe, how am I going to do this? Right? If I get 6 mikshev, there'll be 2 extra. Right? There'll be 72. If I do 5 mikshevet, there'll be 60, so I'll be 10 less. I need more, right? I'll have 6 mishevet zeh, the 5 mishevet zeh. And until kina ben hashvatim, if I say Ephraim will get 6, and Binyam will get 5, or if I start deciding who'll get more and who'll get less, I'm going to start causing issues. The shvatim are going to have problems. They're going to be jealousy one unto the other. So, right, it says here, right, Ma'asa, what did he do? Yireh ha-shisha ha-shav, ve'vi shivim shnayim piskin. So he told them to bring 6, they'd have 6, the skenim from every single shevet would come, and they would have 72 pieces of paper in some sort of lottery box. This is what we talk about, the whole in and out situation, right? People came and pulled their names out. Al shivim kasav zaken, on 70 was the word zaken written on it. V'shnayim eniyach chalak, on 2 of the pieces of paper, there was nothing written. But Alan, he picked them together, with number kalpei, he put them in this box, lottery box, right? Amalahem, he said, bo'u v'utru pischem, piskechem. Come along and pick out your ticket. Call me Sha'alab Yadu Zaken. If on your ticket it said, on this piece of paper it said Zaken, if you got the name Zaken, it means that you are a Zaken, you're going to be one of the. Hashem has once obviously decided you, that you should be one of the Zakenim. Hold on, Misha'alab Yadu Chalak. But if it came out empty, but nothing on it, Amar Hamakom Lochafetz Becha, Ani Maser. Says if it came empty, they say, look, Rosh doesn't want you to be on this Sanhedrin, so what can I do? There's nothing I can do about it. So you're not. So this seems to be the way that it was done. Moshe called this called them 72 people together, and they came to pick out the names that they had. 70 were chosen, it seems. And then we have this incredible episode. After already the Nebuah has happened, right? Hashem descends, so to speak, and the Shivas Kanim are misnabim. We see. It says, 2 people stayed, it seems, in the Machane. Shema Echad Eldad, Shema Sheni Medad. One was called Eldad, one was called Medad. But Tanach Aleim HaRuach, this spirit, this ability to prophesize, right, rested upon them. They were written down, it seems. They were 2 of the people that were written down, that were meant to be in the box, they were meant to be from the Sanhedrin. But they didn't go to the Olam HaMoed. They stayed in the Machane, they didn't go to the Olam HaMoed. They snabu b'machane. And instead, they seemed to prophesize inside the Machane. They had a prophecy. What the prophecy was that they had, the Nebuah they had, the Gemara goes into detail. That's not necessarily a topic for today, but it is an interesting topic to see the different things that the Gemara has. There are 3 different opinions to what they said in the Nebuah.
Were they chosen, or were they the ones who were excluded?
Well, we're going to see, we're going to see this. This is a very interesting topic as to whether or not they were actually, seem to, they should have been chosen. That's what we're going to say. There's 2 different opinions in the Gemara. Hold on. We're going to see. So, it really is quite interesting that this idea of Eldad and Medad, they seem to have not turned up. Now, here we go. This is a very good question. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, had his opinion is the following as to what actually happened. They stayed in the Machane. At that moment when Hashem said to Moshe, get to me these 70 people, Amar Eldad u'Medad, Einan Ro'in. Eldad u'Medad turned around and said, we're not Ro'in, we're not suitable, this is not something that we're suitable. To be a Zakeh, to be a Navi with Moshe Rabbeinu and Ahmed, Einan Ro'in, we're not suitable for that. Lo Yisa Gedula, we're not suitable for such Gedula. So, what's the response of that? Then they turn and say, we're not going to turn up because we're not Ro'i. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ho'el u'miyatten atzmeichem. Since you made yourselves somehow lower, you decided that you weren't Ro'i, right? Hareini moisif gedula gedulaschem. I'm going to add gedula to your greatness. I'm going to add even more gedula. Right? U'ma gedula hoisif. What was this that he added to them? Right? Hosif lahem shehanvi'im kulan bisnavu fasku. Behem bisnavu v'lo fasku. All the Nevi'im that were in on word with Moshe Rabbeinu, they prophesied in a one-time moment, they prophesied and finished. Whereas Eldad u'Medad, they continued to prophesy. They continued and continued. Some say, they just think, until they died, they continued to prophesy. They somehow got rewarded for not coming. They felt they weren't ra'ui. But really, they should have been there, says Rabbi Shimon. Really, their names, really, they should have been there. They were just too, seems to be very humble and very modest. They decided not to come. Now, just to emphasize that this was a huge problem I had. It's a massive kasha. They didn't understand. Okay, very nice. They don't feel like they're ra'ui. But they made a decision they're not suitable to come. Hold on a second. Who says that you can decide? Moshe Rabbeinu has asked you to come to the Olmoed. He said, all these 72 people, come to the Olmoed and we'll do this picking out the names. So who says that you have the right to be able to say, no, I'm not going to come just because I feel that I'm not rowing? It seems to be strange. It's very strange to me. And added upon that, I was bothered by this question of, who says that they're, you know, that it was genuine, this humility was a genuine humility? Maybe there's an opinion, the first opinion, it seems to be Rashi's explaining the first opinion in the Gemara, that when it says Vayisharu, Shnei Anashim, the first opinion in the Gemara there, the Tanakhama, seems to say that their names stayed in the box. They didn't come. It says Rashi, according to the first opinion there, they didn't come because they were scared. If they came, they picked out their name and it was Chalak, they would be scared to come. But they didn't want to come and not have their name, not be picked out. So who knows if they were, who says that they were genuine and they said they weren't ra'ui? But here comes the other question, this seems to be even stronger. We're not really sure who Eldad and Medad are. There are many different opinions, and again, maybe not for now, for further shir one day, there seems to be very interesting discussions as to who Eldad and Medad were. One opinion is that Yocheved, the mother of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, she, when Amram divorced her, originally she was went and married another person, and the son that was born from that marriage was the son for Eldad and Medad, and then she went back and married Amram again. There's another opinion that it was Amram was their father. But there is, at the end of Parshas Masei, there the Medrash Tanchuma explains, well, Medrash Tanchuma explains that there were two Nisim of Bnei Yisrael. They were Kumuel ben Shaftan. So Kumuel ben Shaftan was from Bnei Ephraim. And so they say that Kumuel ben Shaftan, he was I'm going to read the Midrash Tanchuma explains. Kumuel ben Shaftan, they say it was the Nasi from Ephraim. It says here in the Midrash Tanchuma, B'shah shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe asfa l'shivim ish, Elder Madad, Hamusham umatu et atzma. They decided not to go. Amru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Eldad and Medad, and they were these two people, Kumuel ben Shaftan, and just give me 1 second, the Nasi from Binyamin, try to find it here. Give me 2 seconds, the Nasi from Binyamin. Okay, as Elidad ben Hislon. Lemata ben Yamin Elidad ben Kislon. This is all in Mas'ei Perek Lamed Hey in Mas'ei Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Lemata ben Yamin Elidad ben Kislon, and the other one is Lemata Ephraim is Kumuel ben Shifton. So the Medrash Tanchuma says these two people are actually Eldad and Medad, and the Medrash Tanchuma there says regarding these two people that when Eldad and Medad, who were these two, they said, we're not kedai to be part of the Zakenim. But because they made themselves lower, they were humble, they decided not to come to the Omoed. They actually had 5 extra gifts, more than the Nevi'im that actually turned up to go to the Omoed. They got extra rewards. All the Zakenim that were there with Moshe, that turned up, that did what they were told, and came to the Omoed, they didn't enter the land of Israel. These two, Eldad and Medad, entered the land of Israel. Eldad, it says, Eldad, who Elidad ben Chislon, and Medad said, Kumuel ben Shifton. These two leaders that entered the land of Israel. So this made the question even stronger for me. What do you mean that they didn't come? They said that Ein Roi, they're not suitable to turn up to the Omoed. They didn't do what Moshe asked. And yet, the 70 Zakenim who did come, they don't get to enter the land of Israel, whereas these two who didn't come because they said Ein Roi, they don't get to enter the land of Israel. This did not seem right, didn't seem fair, but they don't get to enter the land.
But how come you don't say they're the ones who drew nose, and yet they continue to prophesy, which is the simple reading of the...
It's a good question. I'm being led here by the Gemara saying, the Gemara is giving these two opinions, that these were two, they didn't come. The Gemara says, but Yisharu Machan, they didn't turn up, they didn't come. So they didn't actually come to the lottery, they didn't know. They didn't come to it, they didn't turn up. So that's what it says, they didn't turn up to it.
Can you read the Maaser, it looks like they were excluded in the first parrot, so but yet they continued to have the ability to be revealed.
So the Gemara is explaining otherwise. It's saying that really they were meant to be part of it. That's what it's saying. I'm just being guided by that. Plus, this is my own thing, just being guided by what it says in the Gemara, that they were the two that were meant to be there. Just this is the way that it seems, very, very clearly. They were the two that were meant to have turned up, and they didn't get it. But they were obviously ra'oi for it, which is why they received the nevuah. But again, the question I have is still, like, why should they get these rewards for not coming? So, again, I was very, very troubled by this, because again, when it comes to when we talk about the ideas of being a manhig in Yisrael, there's this idea of being a ramachum sheinish, the person has to always step up, you're asked to be a manhig if you are somehow ra'oi, and you really should be leading the Am Yisrael. So you should be turning up, you should be coming. Well, who says that just because you make a decision in your own mind that you shouldn't be there, that you can step out and not turn up and not be present?
They took a cue from Moshe. Maybe they took a cue from Moshe.
Exactly, I was going to say. So that made the question one step ahead of me. Is that the Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the same problem I always have with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. The Moshe Rabbeinu is told at the snare, you got to go, you got to be the leader. And Moshe says, I'm not suitable, I need ra'ui. So this is always the kind of question I had regarding these things.
But you've only got 68.
It seems 70 people that were there. 70 people turned up and they were chosen.
No.
It seems that 72 people were called, but 70 people came and they brought out the names.
And two of them drew blacks.
Two of them were blacks.
Or no, the Gemara said that two names stayed in the lottery box. Two black ones stayed in the lottery box. That's the first opinion, the two black ones stayed in the
lottery
box. Let me just move on to the point. Let's do the question, but I just want to build up this point because, again, this really was, for me, like very troublesome. This idea that somehow that they decide not to come, but yet they still get somehow a reward. And their nevuah is obviously, it says that they never stopped having the nevuah, it didn't finish. So I was really thinking about this a lot. It was driving me a bit mad, going on and on. So something appeared to me, and I checked it out with an ungodled to ask him, and he agreed that it makes sense, Baruch Hashem, it's a chiddush. So I'll share it with you, why not share something. And that is, who were the Zakenim that were asked to come now in the Midbar? Who actually were they? Right? How did Moshe know who to ask to come in the first place? Right? Was it just like he asked Abishava, choose six people and made them come? So this is where I go back to what I said before. Very interesting, the lashon, the words there. He says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe asvali shivim ish v'zegniso asher yadata." People that you know, ask people that you know to come. Who were they? So Rashi explains that this wasn't the Zakenim that were way back in Parsh Mishpatim. The idea of the Zakenim, right? The Zakenim that went up to Har Sinai together with Nadav, Abihu, and Moshe and Aaron. This isn't the same Zakenim. Why? Rashi explains, because those Zakenim died at the beginning of Parshat Balosa, in the Esh, in the fire, they died there. Why did they die? Because we see in Parshat Mishpatim, they went up to Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, and they ate and they drank in front of the presence of Ribbono Shel Olam. They were going to be punished, they had to die. And the Ribbono Shel Olam waited until this moment, now, in the Parshat Balosa, the Esh in Parshat Balosa, to kill those Zakenim. So now we have a new set of Zakenim that are coming along. And who are these Zakenim that are being chosen this time to come? So Rashi explains there, it's Asher Yadata on the Pasuk, it's in Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tedzai. Asher Yadata, says Rashi, Oysan Sha'atam Makir, these are people that you recognize, why? Shenitmanu Aleihem Shoitrim B'Mitzrayim, Ba'avodes Parech. These people that were asked to come along, they were shoitrim in Mitzrayim. They were the police, they were the leaders, the ones that were the leaders of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, who, Rashi goes on to explain, Vayu merachim aleihem, umukim al yadam. They had such rachamim for the Yidden there in Mitzrayim, even though they were the leaders, they had the rachamim for the Jewish people, and therefore they took the blows, they received the blows for the Jewish people, and the Egyptian taskmasters would come, and they would, with their truncheons and with their batons, and they would come to hit the Jews in Mitzrayim. So there, these shoytim would come and they would put their bodies in front and they would take the blow. They would see the blows for the Jewish people, right? Vayukul shotei bnei Yisrael. Says ita yichat yitmanu b'dulasan. Says here that because they were with, Rashi explains, because they were with them in the tzara, because they were there in the pain, the suffering there in Mitzrayim with them. Therefore, now here in a time in the midbar. where it's time to be lifted up to a position of leadership because they showed their credentials, so to speak, in Mitzrayim. Therefore, they're chosen now to come and be the Zekenim in the Midbar. By the way, very interesting on that point. It's fascinating. I saw from Rav Zalman Sorotkin, Zatzal, says there, fascinatingly, he says, you can say many reasons why they were chosen at this point. He said, one reason is that Am Yisrael are coming along now, and they're saying, oh, do you remember Mitzrayim, how wonderful it was? It was, you know, such a wonderful time we had there, all the lovely food, and we got to sit out, have takeaway, and, you know, it was a, you know, Deliveroo, we give us our food, that was fantastic. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to give you these news to Canaan, and you look them in the eye, and you say that. Say those words in front of them, that you remember how great Mitzrayim was. You can't look them in the eye, because when you look them in the eye, you'll remember that they took the blows for you. They stood up and received, you know, when the guy came with, the Egyptian came with a big truncheon to smack you, they stood in front and received the blow. You can't make that claim, seriously, standing in front of the people that were there for you in Mitzrayim. Don't do that. You can't do that. It's a very interesting aside, Harry said, it's beautiful. So coming back to this, and it's all shy, I have this question. When Elder Madi and Elder Medan say, Eino Roi, we're not suitable. Right? Now, on this, you say, okay, now, perhaps if they'd never showed up in their life before, they'd never showed up to a position of leadership. So then maybe I can question the statement. They say, in a row, we're not suitable. So maybe in that point, I turn around and say, okay, look, you've never really shown up. You've never been there. You never counted yourself up as a member of the leadership of Yisrael. And now you're being called to come along and pull your name out of a hat. You don't want to come. So maybe then I'd have a time and maybe I'd have a question. You know, perhaps this is all like, it's not very genuine, this idea, this humility. You say in a row, but you know, maybe you just don't want to be take on the position of leadership. Everyone here knows that when you take a step up to position of leadership, so it's you're judged differently, people expect more of you, right? So maybe you could say that it wasn't genuine. So on this point, when I was going through this, I thought, you know what, Dafka, you see, Eldon Omedal, according to this, it seems that they were, in the time, they stood up, and they were people that stood up for the Jewish people in a position of leadership. They were there. They were there. They were present. They didn't shy away from coming and appearing and standing up for the Jewish people. Right? Just like it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was Moshe in Midian? Right? Because he'd seen the Egyptian and they'd seen the Mitzri and he'd killed the Mitzri to stop it. Like he'd shown very clearly that he wasn't scared of being a Mandik. And therefore his humility is, it was a real and genuine humility. Same thing here, one could say, maybe, this is the Kiddush, I checked it out, right? Maybe here you could say the same thing, when they say Eino Roi, you see that because they stood up in a gushmi sense to put their body in front of the Egyptian, right, to stop the blows, because they've shown their credentials there, then when they come along this point, when they're asked to come and be a Navi, and they say Eino Roi, it's real, they're not scared to be lived, it's real. Just they feel genuinely that there's other people, that people are better than them, let other people do it, I'm not suitable. I saw a riot from this, I remember a riot from this, from something that I heard from Rav Berkowitz, Shlita, when I was learning in his school in Yerushalayim, Rav Berkowitz, something Gvoldik, which I think stems beautifully, and I want to share this with you as well. Rav Berkowitz asked the following question. We see in Parshas Korach, right? What's Parshas Korach all about? Right? Along comes Korach, you know, Kulam Tzadikim, everyone's holy, everyone, who says Moshe and Aaron should be the leaders? We're all the same level of Kedusha, right? But then you see, what's the Haftorah? Parshas Korach. The Haftarah Parshas Korach is Shmuel. The people come to Shmuel saying, we want a king. Give us a melech. Right? Make someone to stand and be the king over all of the Jewish people. This doesn't work out. Normally, the Haftarah has some very strong link to what's going on in the Parsha, right? Korach seems to be someone coming along and saying, we're all the same, make us the same. And in the Haftarah, it's the opposite. It's people saying, make for us a king. It doesn't seem to go. The two things don't seem to work out together. So Rebecca has explained the following way. So you see, very clearly, when it comes to Inyanin of building, of committees, of trying to get things moving, of like collecting taxes, or building infrastructure, where you have to rock up and you have to turn, it's hard work, there people are very happy to have a melech. Make a melech. He'll look after, he'll gather the army, he'll collect the taxes. The melech will sort out all the inyan so I can have a nice, easy life. Have a melech that will sort it out. I don't want to do it myself. He said, Ela, when it comes to Devarim Shebe Ruchnius, everyone thinks they're Rosh Kabahag. Everyone thinks that me, I'm suitable, I should really be, why should they be part of this elite, group of Nevi'im? I also should be. What's wrong with me? Why am I not suitable enough? So you see, the Korach's taina was that, hey, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu being the man, he given an inyan of Ruchnius, we're all Kedoshim, we should all be there. Right? We all deserve to be there. Elo, when it came to Shmuel and Am Yisrael, they wanted a king already to sort everything out for them, to build the country. They couldn't be with it anymore. I think this links back to what this is now I'm trying to bring out here, that to show the Elder, the Medar, the genuine, when they said Ein Roi, that they meant it. If they were there and they were standing up for Klal Yisrael and they were willing to be and stand up in a time where it was dangerous, where they could have died, where they were being hit by Egyptians, right? Where they were prepared to show Rachnim a left gadol for the Am Yisrael, if they were prepared to stand up there, then I can believe it when they turn around and Dvarim Shemruchnis and they say Ein Roi. It means that it's real, it was genuine, it was coming from a good place, a proper place, and that could be potentially why here we see that they get a huge reward, it seems, from the Midrash Tanchuma. And the Gemara explains that they carried on, the Nevuah carried on, it didn't stop. We see that this is very clear, the Elder Medad had this Maila, and this one I wanted to share with you, this idea that potentially that Maila is that they were genuine, they understood what it means to be a manhig, they understood what it means to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, but when it came to something they genuinely did not feel they were ugly, they stayed behind. Hashem says, you stay behind, I'm going to lift you up. You're humble, your humility is real, then I'm going to lift you up. And that's why we see Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, right? Again, this isn't now, this year wasn't to go into the whole inyanim of what they were saying and why Yeshua got upset, and that's not for now, but we see that Moshe's answer is to them, right? So he says, Moshe says, he says to Yeshua, are you jealous for me? Right? If only we would all be able to do this. We would all be able to be in this level of Nevuah. If only. Wouldn't that be amazing? Okay, and we see Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Nevi of all time, his greatest credential was his anivus, the fact that he was such a humble person. When someone's humble, when they take themselves out of the picture, there's room for the Baruch Shalom to come through and be there. Right? If only we'd all be on that level of understanding when to say any ra'ui and mean it. And when it really is coming from a genuine place, we should all be on that level, says Moshe Rabbeinu, being able to be in the Nevi'im like that. So this is a little chiddush I wanted to share with you. And maybe just finish with one small little idea that in looking and going through the different inyanim of this shir this morning, just saw something very interesting from the Yalkut Ravani. I was asking myself the question, maybe coming from some things you were saying in the beginning, why didn't Rabbeinu Shalom just say pick 72 in the first place? If you'd ask, say 72, maybe the Sanhedrin 72. So it's easy, just six measure, finished. So why not the 70? Why go with the number 70? Not 70, it would be much easier to say 70. I'm sure there are many different answers for this. The different midrashim that go through this. One of them explains that you have to have Shivim specifically, because Shivim was connected, Shivim Yamim Toivim B'Shana. There are 70 Yamim Toivim B'Shana, Shatam HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Ve'eluhen. Shiva Yimei Pesach, 7 days of Pesach, Ushmona Yimei Achag, 8 days of Sukkos plus Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'Atzeres, that all adds up to 18, V'Chamishah V'Shtayim Shabbasos, it's 52 Shabbasos in the year, Harei Shivim, you get to 70. If you add them all together, you get all the Yom HaTovim, and you get the 52 Shabbasos, you get to 70. Ah, so here we go, this is very interesting. So they bring down a Yalkut Reuveni. It says the following thing, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davens, we see in Parshas Ve'es Hanan, he says, I ebra na there, the Yalkut Reuveni says, Rosh Tevis, Eseh, Ayin Beis Roshei HaSanhedrin. Says, he says, Hashem, make me please 72 Roshei Sanhedrin. Why is that? Why do you want 72 Roshei Sanhedrin? Because of this idea, there are 70 connected to the Yamim Tovim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if Ribbono Shel Olam would let him into the land of Eretz Yisrael, if he let him into the Eretz Yisrael, then they wouldn't have all the paranias, they wouldn't have all the problems later on, and therefore Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av would both be Yamim Tovim. They wouldn't be days of Tzoyim. They would be Yamim Tovim, and therefore there will be 72 altogether. That's why he asked Erebrah, he says, Erebrah, nah, he says, really make it 72. So we should be Zoyim Mitz Hashem, please God, that one day we'll be able to turn those days of Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av days of Simcha, and we should only see the Geula. Meher V'Amen.